The third case study follows Janet, the Connect teacher. Janet is a librarian at a junior girls' college. She works with Year 5 students during their library time. Janet was interested to see if games would help develop literacies and problem-solving skills. She likes to work with small groups, and her library lessons have three rotations: focus task, borrowing a book, and library skills. Janet chose to bring Xbox Connect to the library as she believes learning should be active and fun. She implemented gameplay during her rotation's focus task time. The first game she chose was Connectimals, which was a quest-like game where children could go on adventures. This game proved to be too young for her students. After some research, Janet implemented a National Geographic game titled America in the Wild, which allowed the girls to assume features of particular animals, such as their heads, limbs, or wings. At first, Janet did not see the value in gameplay, but after close analyzation, she could see literacies such as teamwork, thinking skills, and strategic play through various interactions between her girls. Her aha moment was when she realized the game was like an information book. The girls could pick chapters, episodes, and learn about what they were interested in. One group would choose owls and another would choose wolves. They did not have to follow a prescribed sequence. They could learn in order of preference. Two specific events changed Janet's views on digital games. The first was how the girls acted physically with the games. They were able to take on the persona of the animals. They were actually being the animal, which is something they could not get from books. The second was the fact that it became a gateway for further reading. For example, a student who played the wolf episode read a classic book to learn more. Since Janet was focused on using digital games as a way to enact learning, she can now be seen as a creative adapter.